Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of AnytimeGambling.com, your one resource for New England casinos and recreational gambling. Episode 76 starts us off with Season 3 on a somber note from the perspective of the customer. I have been frustrated over the last year or so over the lack of hospitality in the casino industry. It seems that the hordes of gamblers returning have made casino companies even more greedy than they were. Then recently, I came across Dennis Conrad. Dennis Conrad has been in the gaming industry for 47 years. After graduating from Stanford in 74, he fell into the casino business when Nevada was the casino business. He worked on the casino front lines, in the supervisor offices, and eventually in executive boardrooms. And after a decade or so, he was on his way to being a casino marketing director as well as gaming institute director and corporate vice president. In the last 20 years, he founded and ran Raving Consulting Company, which served casinos and gaming companies all over the world, mostly in the United States and Canada. Since COVID hit in 2020, he's been fully retired and was asked by CDC Gaming Reports if he would write for them. And that's exactly where I found him. He says, "I especially promise to represent the perspective of the casino customer, without whom none of us would have careers in this industry. The same goes for casino employees, without whom we don't have those customers, or at not least happy ones." Today's podcast is based on his post called "I Am Your Customer," written just only a few months ago. For those of you not around when blackjack was all 3-2 and slot machines were only reels, you might think the way you are being treated by today's casinos is the only way to do it. Here's "I Am Your Customer" by Dennis Conrad, with comments added by your host, Robin Aubin, of Anytime Gambling. "I Am Your Customer. I noticed when COVID first hit that you enacted many procedures to make me feel safe. Your casino never felt so clean and safe. Every time a player left a slot machine, someone was there to disinfect it. I didn't see much of that cleaning crusade anymore. Am I less safe? Do you care less about me?" So, even though COVID is still around with its variants, have you noticed that they have not been really cleaning and have been concerned for your safety as much as they used to? I think they care less. Or maybe they just don't put enough effort into it or employ more people to make that effort. Why should they worry any more about you? The revenue is strong. The visitation is up. That's just my opinion. The next one. "I am your customer. I see that you've cut back or eliminated some services that I really liked. Your buffet was my favorite place to eat. You know, get in, get out, eat what I want, and go right back to gambling. I thought that was good for you." Well, here's my 2 cents worth again. But the bottom line now shows that they don't need you gambling more. The added house edge rules, the nickel and diming everyone to death, and payout percentage lower so that your bankroll goes quicker, takes care of that. Here's Dennis Conrad again. "I am your customer. What my casino employee friends tell me is a little different than pre-pandemic. Many are feeling the pinch of being short-staffed more often and wonder why you aren't doing more to help them besides giving them longer hours. I know COVID has made it harder to find and keep good employees, but I would think that you could do more to listen to and appreciate the service stars you already have, now more than ever. The reality is more complicated for gaming industry's tourism-dependent workforce. The coronavirus-triggered shutdown sidelined gambling, hospitality, and entertainment workers across the country. thousands of whom have not returned. Here's Dennis again. I am your customer. I realize that COVID, as among other things, has led to inflation that we haven't seen in decades. And not just in the casino business, but everywhere. But I don't understand why you have to hit me with it all at once. My favorite steak special in the coffee shop costs $5 more. I now pay $30 a night for a resort fee. And what is that anyway? And for the first time ever, I am also paying for parking. Everywhere. And I'm paying more to use your ATM just to access my own money. Which, truth be told, I'm going to give you anyway at your casino cash registers. The higher prices wouldn't be quite so bad if you hadn't tightened your slots and video poker machines at the same time, as well as made your table game rules better for you and not for me, and cut back on your promotions, direct mail offers, and players club perks. Hey, I read the news. I can see that most casinos are making record profits with fewer staff, fewer services, and yes, fewer customers. It makes me feel that you're getting through COVID on the backs of both your best customers and your best employees. Shouldn't you be showing us a little bit more love instead of just taking our money a little, or maybe a lot, faster? I have nothing to add to that. Dennis has really hit it right on the head. We go on to his next entry. I am your customer. I hope I haven't sounded too negative. Please know that I love the excitement that your casino provides. You know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. I love your people. Well, most of them anyway. I love your food. I love your free play. I love good promotions. I love your sports book. But please understand everything I do to visit you and give you my money. I'm paying a lot more for gas or for airfare to get to you. I'm having to navigate a lot more technology to do business with you when, frankly, I'd prefer a lot more contact with people. And yes, giving me a good deal now and then offers me a good excuse to spend money where I think you want me to, in your casino. In my opinion, the safety features of COVID relied on more technology on people's smartphones than ever before, meaning less contact with humans that run the casino, run the hotel, and dining options. I still have a healthy fear of COVID, and you should too. I mask, I have been immunized, I have been double boosterized, and still, on my last trip to Las Vegas, I caught COVID and had to quarantine for 10 days. You need to have a healthy fear of COVID still. Here is Dennis's final entry. Yes, I am your customer. If you listen to me and don't take me for granted, I can be your customer for a very long time. And I really hope you don't make online gambling start to sound more attractive. Because frankly, for the first time, that's starting to sound like it could be a better deal. We'd like to thank Dennis Conrad for his insights and his experience into the casino world. And I hope this has maybe inspired you to look further into what casinos might be able to provide and what they're not. Thank you, Dennis, and thank you, CDC Gaming Reports.
You can find AnytimeGambling.com on Twitter at AnytimeGambling, on Facebook at the New England Casino Facebook group, or follow me, Robin Aubin. As we say at Anytime Gambling, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.